Nothing quite like a wild card weekend. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen, where the savings are bountiful this month. If you've been looking for that special used car, look no further. It's time for a certified pre-owned vehicle from Deal Volkswagen. It's like getting a new car without paying the new car price. Deal certified pre-owned vehicles all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. And they're basically selling them wholesale to the public. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, all with Volkswagen-backed warranties, enjoy huge savings and no hassle or fuss at Deal. Feast your eyes on the huge selection at Deal and drive away in a like-new vehicle for a lot less. Visit them today, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the DEEL. 3601 Bird Road, right near the U. Carfax Vehicle History Reports are based on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. Break out the Visine. The best weekend of NFL football is here. Wild Card Weekend has always been a favorite of the staff at the DeForest Files. Usually two games Saturday and another pair Sunday. The winners moving on and four more games on tap the following weekend as the field is narrowed to the league's elite. But after the strangest of years on the sporting landscape, the NFL somehow, despite experiencing the impact of this invasive pandemic on several fronts, made it through what turned out to be a very entertaining season and now offers, as other leagues have, an expanded playoff format that includes six postseason contests to open its playoff campaign. That means plenty of action to view and plenty of action to wager on as well. One of the main overriding factors of picking games during this bizarre campaign has been what we've called the Fauci factor. Many teams have been impacted unfavorably by the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Home field advantage has been diminished as the absence of fans in many stadiums and the limited number in others has negated the usual concession of automatically awarding the home team a three-point push in making betting lines. While being home would be seemingly a distinct advantage, with the protocols being followed by traveling clubs to avoid the spread of the virus, the absence of fans certainly has gone a long way towards neutralizing what normally is a very favorable edge for the host team. Taking that out of the equation should offer a little more betting clarity, but the Fauci factor goes deeper than that, as it is near impossible to judge what players and coaches may be impacted and taken out of the mix right up until game time. That being said, we have enough of a body of work to at least get a sensible gauge on how these playoff teams stack up. Watching initial line moves is usually an early indicator, and one line that has seen significant change involved the Steelers, who opened up as four-point favorites, but now must lay six and a hook, perhaps in deference to the impact of the Fauci factor once again on the Browns coaching staff. The first game on the Saturday slate is the one that intrigues me the most. Buffalo opened up a seven-point choice over Indy, and the line moved slightly after an initial post to six and a hook, not an insignificant development. Since getting burned by a Hail Mary against Arizona, Buffalo has been a juggernaut, winning four straight by significant margins, double digits in all cases, as they unseated New England in the AFC East and ran away with the division as clearly its best team. The elimination of the hook makes them seem an even more tempting play, as Indy is led by the choking dog quarterback, Philip Rivers, and their offense went code blue in the second half of their game with Jacksonville last week that they needed to win to make the playoff party. Gonna lay the six and a hook with the Bills, hopefully cash, and kick back and watch the rest of the action. Should be a beautiful weekend. Let's cross our fingers Buffalo could make it a profitable one, too. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files.